B-Pod Studios.
As I think they're getting close, I think they're getting tight. I think they're growing the love. And I think that's important. I think that whole thing, having teammates back, like when you go through tough games, wars like that, like Milwaukee and Boston was, and Boston being the second game of back-to-back, you go through those wars and you win, you become closer. You become closer with your teammates.
You're playing not for yourself, you're playing for the club.
And I think these guys are growing together. That's why I love this team. I want to bring it back. I just want to add to the bench. And I think that these guys have each other's backs. I really believe that.
They're galvanized now.
I think that they're developing that love for one another. That team love.
Mm-hmm. What I think that, and this is why I called that Celtic game symbolic, because they didn't beat them since game four last year of the playoffs. And beating Milwaukee, what it did was made them realize that this collective starting five can contend. Oh. And I think they believe it. Now they go, oh my God, if we do this, if we play this way.
I mean, quite frankly, they should go to the finals.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the talent to go to the finals.
So has your expectations changed?
No, I mean.
To the finals or?
Listen, I think they have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And you see what the series is like and all, but they should get to the finals. I mean, they're good enough to get to the finals.
They're the best starting five in the East.
You know, I mean, they're that good. No joke, man. They're a great starting five. And as long as they get a little decent bench play, you know, I mean, they should be in the finals.
Yeah, we could be talking about the Sixers in June taking on the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, that's not crazy.
Flying back and forth to the West Coast.
It's not crazy at all. It's not crazy at all. All right, Andrew, I got something for you, Andrew. Oh, he's on the Andrew. I got something for you because you might know this as a bet, because he's a basketball geek. Let's see if you can beat him, Jason. Yeah. Give me Ja Morant yesterday, 17 points, 11 rebounds, 16 assists.
Trip dub.
There's only seven in NCAA history. You'll know four of them.
To post a triple-double in the tournament.
Yeah. Can you guess them?
Westbrook?
Incorrect.
Grant Hill.
Good guess. Incorrect.
Mm. Looking at those dudes.
Now, you won't know Cole Aldrich. Aldrich from Kansas.
Not LaMarcus Aldrich.
He did it in 2009. 13, 20 boards, 10 blocks.
Whoa.
How's that for a game?
How about Diesel?
Shakalaka! Correct!
Whoa!
Jason on the board. Shaq.
LSU, baby.
26, 13, 11 blocks.
Oof.
Against BYU in 92.
Wow, that was 92. Oh my God, I feel old.
One was a former Sixer.
Uh-oh. A former Sixer.
Yes. What was the former Sixers? Incorrect.
Oh,
man. One is playing in the NBA right now.
But it's not a former Sixer?
No.
Okay.
Actually, two are playing in the NBA right now.
Paul Pierce?
Incorrect.
He's not in the NBA.
And they're both, you know, one's an all-star. The other one's like an all-time great player.
Dame Lillard?
No.
Thinking all-stars.
Think of a guy playing in the Western Conference.
Right now?
He might have played at Michigan State.
Do you know Andrew?
No.
He might be a big who played for Michigan State. He might be playing on the West Coast right now.
Boogie?
Close. You're really close. You're hot.
Draymond Green?
Correct.
Whoa.
Draymond Green did it twice.
Wow, really?
Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
He did 24, 12, 10 of dimes. And then he did against UCLA, 23, 11, 10 dimes.
Was it in the same tournament?
No.
Separate years?
Separate years.
Wow.
That's how nasty he was.
Yeah.
And overlooked that he was.
Yeah, second round pick.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, you think about that? All right, give me, you got the former, you have the great, all-time great player a former Sixer to get, and I'll give you this one because this one goes back. You'll remember him. Andrew won't. Gary Grant from Michigan.
Yeah.
24-10-10. But you got to get the former Sixer and the all-time great.
The former Sixer.
Michael Carter Williams?
No.
With Syracuse? No.
How long
the
ago?
Former Sixer did it in the late 90s.
Oh, okay.
Late
90s. Oh, okay.
He did it in college at the late 90s.
AI?
No. It's a good guess.
Was he a big man or a guard?
He was a guard. Both. And then the other one you should get. The other one's a great player.
Larry Hughes.
Great championship winner. Great player. He's a point guard. That's a former Sixer. The former Sixer's a point guard, and the all-time great player is a guard. Who's a great player. He's still playing.
I'm confusing all the different messages.
He's still playing on the same team. I'm trying to give you a hint.
Yeah, no, we're going C.J. McCollum.
Nope.
I don't know. Let's think about it.
I'm just thinking guards. Aaron McKee?
Nope.
Eric Snow? Speedy Claxton?
He got traded.
Drew Holiday.
He came here for Allen Iverson.
He came in the Iverson deal.
Oh, Andre Miller.
Andre Miller, correct.
UCLA, right?
Utah.
Yeah,
he had 18, 14, 13.
Wow.
And then
he was actually good when he was here.
The great, great player you guys should get, Marquette.
I'm so bad with colleges. He's in the league right now?
Yeah, he's in the same place. Played with Shaq.
Oh, Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Thank you.
610-632-0975.
That's a great stat,
yeah,
though, isn't it?
But it's amazing that there's not more triple-doubles in the tournament with all the games that take place every year. You got to be kidding me. You're listening to 97.5 The Fan, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. It is a crazy day. It is tournament day number two. Nothing earth-shattering yesterday. A couple of upsets, a 12 beat a 5, but nothing massively
it's
earth-shattering.
Weird, all the underdogs covered.
Is that
early,
right?
Early, yeah. They went on they were on huge.
Yeah.
But they didn't win because, like, you know, because all I cared about was the brackets.
Yeah. And,
but I had, like, New Mexico State going, that Belmont going.
You had Murray State, right?
Yeah, Murray State.
Yeah.
But they didn't, move. Yeah, lost close games. Yeah. Today's fun. We'll go through today's schedule before.
Yeah, I got my bracket right. I lost three games of the 16.
That's good.
See if I have a good day today. 610-632-0975. This is the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But a great time for me to tell you about FanDuel because we're talking about the tournament. It's a huge deal. And college sports fans, the tournament is finally here. You've been waiting for it, and you can get in on all the college basketball madness with FanDuel Sportsbook because your knowledge of the game and the top teams, it could pay off for you in a big way. FanDuel's got more ways to win with spreads, props, parlays, so it's easy to find the right bet for you. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today, or you can always go to FanDuel.com/NJ. But make sure you use my code Jason, because you're going to get your first bet risk-free, which means just place any bet. We'll refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. The madness is here. Is Duke going to run away with it? Go all the way? How about Virginia, another number one seed? Well, what about our local squad, Nova? Well, I can't wait to see the action unfold, including today. The most exciting time in college basketball, it's here. So sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook today and place a risk-free bet up to $500. No worries if you lose. FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. So just download the app or go to FanDuel.com/NJ and use my code Jason to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and code Jason. Get your risk-free bet in now for tournament time. New users only. Refund issued to site credit. 21 plus and present in New Jersey. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Get excited!
Did you guys watch a lot of the tournament yesterday?
Yeah, I was in and out on it throughout the day. Had some stuff I had to take care of.
I was boozing up all day.
Right, oh, nice, really? Nice.
You were throwing down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I went to right to Sugar House after the show, and then I went to a place
You met
in
all the guys, yeah. That's good.
And then I went to a spot in Manayunk all day. That's
very
great.
Very cool.
How was the attendance at the pub?
At the pub, it was packed. Both spots were packed. Yeah. It was a good day yesterday.
That's a good drinking day, the first day. Yeah, I mean, let's face it, Thursday, Friday tournament's a great day to be out, watching games, the whole thing's raining outside, even better. I love it when the rain's outside and
you don't feel bad about being in, right?
You just watch all the games. It's the greatest. Yeah. Belly up.
No question.
Pint of Guinness. Good to go. The studio shows, when you, it's so funny because I love Barkley. I'm a huge Barkley fan.
Yep.
But the TNT crew is great. All the other crews are horrible.
Well, they're boring.
Well, there's one where they have all these people. They have eight people studio. It's too much. They try to add everyone.
Yeah.
You got to have, and it's so funny because it's so TV PC. So you got to have everybody from every walk of life.
Yeah.
You know, the former female basketball and WNBA player for a female college player.
Yeah, it's like a United Nations table.
Just give me people know. Like, just give me Barkley, right? And Kenny, I'm good.
And a host, just tee it up to him.
Right.
Yep.
Now, I like...
Then you end up getting nothing out of everybody.
There's too many people.
Yeah.
You know, and they want to go young dudes, mm-hmm. freshly out of college. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Just give me a guy that knows what he's talking about and can deliver it in an entertaining and debatable way.
I like the other one, which is Clark Kellogg, mm-hmm. who I'm a big fan of. And I'll take Seth. I was talking about Seth Davis the other day, but he's good. He's fine. Yep. But the Barkley, the TNT guys are the greatest.
The chemistry they have is sick.
And they're so entertaining
that
any other ones stink.
Frankly, it's one of the most entertaining shows on television. I don't mean sports. It's entertaining.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. The chemistry that those guys have
is tremendous. Well, it's
because of Charles. He's the X Factor.
And I do love all the career. They always have the commercials.
Mm.
And I like when the Charles commercials.
With Spike and...
I don't care what it is.
That's old school, yeah.
I do. I love it. I mean, yesterday was great where they had Charles come out in a goofy costume wearing a prom day.
Yep.
And then and all of a sudden, a limo comes up and out of the top pops Jim Nantz. And he's like, "Are you ready for the big Nantz?" And it's campy, but it's funny. I love that stuff.
And knowing Charles, because I think everybody in Philly knows Charles and how good of a dude he is. I mean, he's just a great guy, you know?
But he's entertaining. Yeah. He's just fun.
Yeah. Well, he's real. Best. He's real all the time, too. He doesn't put anything fake on. All right, we're going to check our poll today, brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Here's the question, and it's on at 975 middays. It says, wait, ... Do you enjoy spaghetti with gravy and a glass of milk on the side? Four options. Yes, I love it. No, it's awful.
Are you serious? We did a poll.
We'll never try that.
Are you kidding me?
And 4% said interested to try that. 60% said they'll never try it. Then don't mock it if you haven't tried it. Just try it.
They don't go. What don't you understand? See, it doesn't go.
That's where you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. Listen, you would still be living in a cave if we didn't evolve as a people.
I'd prefer to go to a cave now.
Right.
As long as I got my own bed in there.
You don't understand, all right? Screen. Just don't talk about this stuff, please.
Can I get a 70-inch in the cave?
This is important
stuff. And a Wi-Fi?
Jesus, God.
How many people said yes?
16% said yes. 20% said no.
You guys are all freaks.
And 60% that said no, try it. I ask you people, just try it. Have yourself a nice meatball and gravy and maybe a little...
Stop. Just stop talking about it. Stop. Yeah. You're insulting me. You're insulting my culture. Just stop.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Montgomeryville and talk to Ben. What's up, Benny?
Hey, how are you?
There he is.
Yo,
the Eagles autism champ right here.
Yo, what's up, my man? How you doing?
We're doing great, buddy. And you're doing some great work as the Eagles autism ambassador that you are.
Yep. Anthony, listen, I would love you guys to join my team. I just created an EAC team for my fundraising page, Team Benergy, if you want to join.
Team Benergy? I love it.
Oh, nice play on words, Ben.
That's very good. Yes, how do we join your team?
I sent you the info, so I can send you the info again.
Okay. All right, we'll see. We'll get it out there. We'll get it out to the people, so we can join your autism challenge team, the Benergy team.
Yes, sir. And then and another thing, come on out Wednesday if you guys are free. If anybody's free on Wednesday, come on out to Texas Roadhouse in Montgomeryville.
Nice.
For Eagles Autism Challenge, 10% of the proceeds go to Eagles Autism.
So Wednesday at the Texas Roadhouse
in Montgomeryville.
Perfect. And a portion of the proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Yes. Go to my website. If you have any questions, email me.
What's your website? Benny, I'm proud of you. You got a website? What's your website?
He's organized.
My website is Benergy at WordPress 1. It's Benergy. Benergy 1 at WordPress.com.
Benergy 1 at WordPress.com.
Benergy1.wordpress.com.
There you go, buddy boy. Benergy1 I'm proud of you, man.
Yep, that's my card.
Enjoy the event coming up Wednesday, Ben, at the Texas Roadhouse. All right, man.
I hope to see you there.
Thanks, Benny. We're proud of you, buddy. Keep up the good work.
Have a great day.
You too,
there
pal.
There is Benny, the Eagles Autism Champ.
He's the ambassador.
Let's go to, Boston Hater?
Oh, wait. Hold on. He needs a proper introduction. Because if you've never heard Boston Hater Matt, he's a teacher. Now, this is rare that we get to talk to him. He's one of the great, great callers in the history of sports radio in this town. He is the ultimate Boston hater. He's married to a girl, to a woman from Boston. He has fought with the in-laws who have tried to convert his children into being Boston fans.
That ain't cool, by the way, to try that.
And he always has the best Boston hate rants. He's a man after my own heart.
Let's go to him right now. Boston Hater Matt. What's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, what's up?
What's up?
Can you hear me okay?
Go for it, brother.
I want to just thank Bob Kraft for allowing me to have to explain what prostitution is to an 8-year-old boy. All right. Thank you, Bob, and another thank you to you, because now I can't support your Kraft macaroni and cheese, so I got my 8-year-old, who loves it, eating Bobo macaroni and cheese.
Well, here's the good news, is that Kraft is not the same Kraft.
Oh, why didn't someone tell me that?
It's a different Kraft, yes.
You got the internet, don't you?
He is not part of Kraft Foods.
Well, now, thank God I can start, because he's like, what's with the clumpy cheese? Let me tell you something. Anthony, it's so good to talk to you. How are you?
I miss you, buddy. I miss you. How'd you feel after the Sixers beat those scumbags?
Scumbags.
So, are you ready? I took the day off. I'm driving down to the shore to meet up with all my college buddies. I got some pigs from Boston. I got some scumbag dirtballs from New York, from Queens. I got losers from Washington, D.C., all Harper fans. I can't wait. I'm utopia. I'm a pillar of greatness. And all these rats are licking at my face. They're sucking at the statue's base, trying to be a part of the Mount Rushmore of sports. But your face is on a garbage can. Your face is on a milk carton that freaking Martinez is drinking from with the spaghetti. You're nothing. I'm found, loser.
Man, you got some visceral hate, man. That's good stuff. Thanks, brother.
Dude, it's going to be awesome. Anthony.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. We are finally the Premier League. We're the best.
Yes.
And all of these clowns, and by the way, Martinez, a meatloaf is a meatball without gravy.
That's exactly how I explained it to Anthony.
Huh? No. You got to wake up. You put gravy on it, you make a meatball. Only men of God's meat eat the meatloaf. Wake up. You're Italian.
I'm not Italian, Holmes.
Well, that's the point.
Okay, wait. So I can't eat what I want because I'm not Italian?
No.
I tell you, Italians, think your own food. I'm done with it.
You can eat the wrong thing because you're ignorant. What do you think about
that? Oh, because I'm not Italian. I'm ignorant now.
Absolutely. You're ignorant.
All right. Boy, we're not too,
Let me tell you something.
We're not too elitist. All right, get out of here. I had enough of you. You got your rant out. I tell you, Italians get so insensitive about the food thing. I like my food the way I like it. What's the matter? You guys got all these stupid rules. about food.
Listen, first of all, you're a skeeve.
Like Paulie said, we give the people the gift of our cuisine. This is a skeeve.
Second of all, I don't care what you eat. I don't care what you eat. I'm not an elitist.
No, he was.
No, listen. But you're telling people to try it.
Yeah, well, don't mock it till you try it. That's what I'm saying, right?
Unless it's that.
Why?
Like certain things you know do not go with one another. So stop talking about it.
Yeah, but there's things.
See, that's why you're offended him.
See, there's things you wouldn't go together, but then when you try it, and for your individual palate, you go, you know what, that's delicious together.
Johnny Sarah on the text board, tell Jason to stick to hockey and skip the pasta advice.
No, you know me, I love pasta.
With
the gravy, meatballs, and sausage,
listen, do what you want, all right? I like all cuisine. I like all cultures. I enjoy all the cultures, except yours, which is the caveman culture.
I ought to do the caveman cookbook.
You should. That's a genius idea. That's actually a genius idea, the caveman cookbook.
Learn how to eat like a caveman.
Yeah, garbage disposal.
Chapter 2, mountain troll food.
Yeah, human. That's a genius. That's a great idea.
Sustenance in the hills.
Yeah, that's... See here? Now we get to put the Mountain Dew.
Yes. See, you pair the Mountain Dew yes.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
That is great.
All right. Let's go to enough dueling banjos. Ned Beatty. Let's go to Marty in Riverton on the Fanatic. What's up, Marty?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Marty.
Thanks for making me follow up radio royalty there.
He ain't royalty. He's radio port-a-potty.
No, forget about that. But his Boston hate is great hate.
Oh, it's fantastic. I spent 3 weeks.
It's sharp, too.
I wanted to kill the people.
Oh, they're the worst. They are. They're elitists.
They are. I got a sports day that you were talking about. But real quick, if I could, on Nova. I just look at it. They lost all those guys, but yet they still got a point guard that scored 20 in a national championship. So
yeah.
They've got that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've got
yeah.
that guy that can
yes.
will them to wins and off.
I thought yesterday was such a great coaching job by Jay, man, because you knew St. Mary's is going to be deliberate. Every time Nova got out to a lead, St. Mary's came back. Like, they couldn't put them away because that was kind of how it was. And Jay was able to grit that one out. I think they got a shot against Purdue.
I absolutely do. And you could see it in the second half, the beginning of the second half. They just came out on fire and, you know, like they had a fire lit under their asses and, butts. And they, really got going. But, my ultimate day was, the one you were talking about. We, got tickets for the Yankees Phillies game. And, a buddy of mine, said, he said, yo, we got a big tailgate going on. So we went early, watched the Eagles-Giants game. It was just great. So we're all standing there, and there was a spot next to us. We're all kind of standing there, and all of a sudden, this big old Escalade comes barreling in, and we're all like, you know, what the hell is this guy? Who gets out but Smoking Joe Frazier?
No way!
Absolutely.
Wow, that's cool.
We're like... oh my gosh. We all run out. We're like, yo, what's up? No, he couldn't have been nicer. We took a picture. We got a picture, a whole big group of us with him. It was fantastic, you know, up until the part where we lost. But
that was a great day up until, you're right. It was, that's awesome, man. Smoking Joe. What a cool day. That's cool.
That's a great spot. You spot a guy, Smoking Joe, getting out of the Escalade.
It was cool, Smoking Joe Frazier.
Oh, he was. Marty's in the mix for the tickets.
There used to be this after-hours club, like in Center City. Back in the day. Like, I was a teenager, you go to the after-hours club. And he walks in. You walk up to, like, the velvet, the rug stairs,
yeah.
The velvet thing, and all of a sudden, like, Joe, Smoking Joe walks in.
Like, whoa.
And everybody, hey, Jane. Hey, what's up, champ? Like, there's nothing better than the title champ.
Yeah.
It's a good like, if you were, like, it's a shame because boxing doesn't have any heavyweights anymore.
Yeah.
You know, great heavyweights, but back in the day, if they called you champ, like if you were the heavyweight champ and they called you champ, that
well, you carry for life.
That's like president.
Yeah. You carry that like the rest of your life.
Mr. President and then champ. Hey, champ.
Yeah, if you were a champ, you get champ the rest of your life.
Yeah, man.
Champ is a good one. Coach?
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, coach is a really good one, too.
Yeah, I agree, coach.
Or you like when
the venerable, like the venerable coach, he's a great, that's a great
one. Larry Brown, you refer to him as coach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Let's go to Quinn in California on the Fanatic. What's up, Quinn?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, Quinn.
Hey, I got a couple questions. Before I do, though, let me give a shout-out to... I had a quick question, though. I wanted to know, out of the four top seeds in this tournament, Duke, Gonzaga, UNC, and Virginia, who's likely to lose this year?
Well, I still wonder about Virginia, only because they're better equipped this year than they were last year when they lost the first round. But they still can go through funks where they don't give you offense. Their offense is better than it was last year, but they're still vulnerable. Now, Carolina is in a vicious, vicious bracket, and is going to have to face Kentucky at some point. So it's going to be between Kentucky and Virginia.
Yeah, I actually picked Virginia to win in the Capital One bracket. I do have one more question for you guys, since you guys are out in Philly. Who has the best cheesesteak in town?
Man, it's all palate. It's all a matter of your
palate. I like Jim's on South Street.
Yeah, I can't answer that question.
It depends on what you're
going to answer that question, somebody's going to be mad at me.
Yeah, you're going to offend somebody.
There's like a dozen places that you can, a half dozen spots.
Yeah, I mean, you have your favorite, but there's like a bunch that you still love theirs too.
Right. It all depends on your
John George Pork's great.
Where your mood is.
Yeah.
So I still love it. Like, I love the steak. I eat a steak way too often. Like, if I don't eat a steak in a month, then I'm dying for one.
They're phenomenal. It's a great sandwich.
It just is.
Yeah, it just is. Now, what do you get on the steak? How do you take your steak?
Well, it depends. I'll either go, if I go cheesesteak or a pizza steak. If I do a cheesesteak, I get onions.
You go fried onions, nothing else, no peppers? What cheese are you going provolone?
I like the dried roll. Like Pat Steaks has these dried, like, red peppers.
Yeah, like bell peppers?
No, they're not like bell. They're dry.
They're round, though, right?
No, they're long. They're like little short, little long peppers that are fried in oil and dried.
Ooh, okay.
And they're hot.
All right.
So I love that.
So you go...
And I like that with Whiz and onions.
Yeah. Yeah, I get... If a certain place I'll go, I'll get Whiz with fried onions. And I like pickles sometimes on it, too.
No, I don't do pickles. No, I don't do that. Like, Phillips has a great steak on 22nd and Passchunk. They have a real, when they have a hot steak, I like a hot steak. Like, they have some good peppers and stuff.
Yeah, you love
like long hot.
Yeah.
Then I like pizza steaks too. Like, I'll do my,
so you go sauce
I
and
do my pizza steaks. Like, 10th and Oregon's got a good pizza steak.
So you're going sauce and mozzarella cheese on that?
No, it's provolone.
Provolone, okay.
And the tomato sauce.
Tim McDee tweets in, this is a tweet of the day, by the way. He goes, you had to defend yourself against Boston hater Matt. Think about it. You have to defend what you eat to some loudmouth dope caller that thought Bob Kraft owned Kraft Foods. It's a good point. He thought he couldn't eat Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Okay, the problem is that you guys got into it. It's a shame because Matt is Matt.
I hit a good call.
The whole point of Matt is that he's brilliant. He's a brilliant Boston hater.
Mm-hmm.
And
he did a good job.
And after what happened the other night against the Celtics, finally went like this is the big deal. And by the way, a lot of people think that Bob Kraft made his money on Kraft Foods. It would make sense.
Stands to reason.
With Kraft Industries.
Yeah, I'm a Velveeta shells and cheddar guy. Captain South Philly goes, one pairing that's awesome that I accidentally had together at an Eagles bar in L.A. was a Guinness and a butterscotch crimpet.
Wow.
He goes, you'll thank me for this one.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to try that.
The butterscotch crimpet and a Guinness.
He had it with the Shaq. Ask him if it was the Shaq.
I'll check.
Because he had it at an Eagles bar in L.A.
Yeah.
A Guinness and a crimpet.
Yeah, that's Joey T. Philly.
Wow, that sounds. I'm not a big crimpet. I, my father loved the crimpet. My father used to eat the crimpet.
The butterscotch?
Yeah, so you get the pack of crimpets. There's three in a pack.
Mm-hmm.
So he would push together the one crimpet to the other, cream side facing,
mm-hmm.
peel off the cake, and then do the same with the third. So he had one crimpet.
Double icing.
With triple icing.
Triple icing.
And he would eat, like he would be real fastidious, and he would eat like the cake for, with his coffee after dinner. That was the dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And he would eat it, and then he would go to the, and he'd save the last crimpet.
He ate that crimpet like a gentleman.
With the triple icing.
Like a gentleman after
yes.
dinner.
Yes.
Wow. And then a nice limoncello, and he was good to go.
No. He wasn't doing a limoncello. He was just doing a coffee and a crimpet. That was his dessert. I think, no, actually,
you remember
right.
it vividly,
it
don't
was
you?
The two crimpets. It was like the, my mother would buy the pack, like 12.
The box.
Two yes.
Yeah, you get the box.
And there were two crimpets in it, and he would do the, because he wouldn't eat three, he would eat two. And have and the double crimpet one, the double icing
so
one.
So he'd sacrifice some actual
yes.
Yes. cake
yes.
to have the extra butterscotch.
Yes.
Oh, he is. I'll tell you what, sacrificing the cake to get the perfect cake, I respect
do.
That.
That's what he would do.
He wasn't worried about money. I'll sacrifice these cakes to have the perfect amount of everything that I want. That's cool that he found that out. 610-632.
But yeah, that's interesting with the Guinness.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know. Might taste great.
I just like the Guinness and the big
in the
fat
glass?
French fry.
Dude, the steak fry.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of the steak
I
fry.
I love the steak fry.
It's like eating a baked potato on a stick.
That's a weakness, the steak fry.
610-632-0975. This is the Midday Show. It is a Friday of the tournament week. It's been a great week in Philadelphia sports in a lot of regards, and a couple of sad departures for some. It is the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let me tell you about Parks, man. We were there last night. What a great time. Oh, my God. We had the sports book was packed. We watched Villanova last night for Cousins Corner live at Parks, and it was the sports book. Man, it was hopping. They created some great people. Everybody's hanging out. Beers, you know, who's got the games, cheers. Something about being in the sports book at Parks, and the energy was great. Such a great time. So do yourself a favor. If you're looking for somewhere to go and hang out, head down to the sports book at Parks Casino. It's just a blast. And also, there's a couple other locations you can go to, and that would be the race and sports book in Valley Forge, which used to be the Turf Club off 422 in Oaks. And, of course, the South Philly race and sports book, which was formerly the Turf Club on Packer Avenue in the shadows of the stadiums. Look, you go to Parks and Ben Sam, all free tickets, by the way, cash at any of the places. You can go hang out at Parks. It's unbelievable. They had the Olivetto pizza come out, which was tremendous. They got all Chickies and Pete's. Telling you, bet with the best. The sports book at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Guess that's a dry heat.
All right, welcome back. Midday Show.
Oh, my.
Another day of rain. I love it.
Yeah, because you can belly up at the local pub and watch games all day.
I need
a partner, by the way.
What do you need?
I need, for the Caveman Cookbook, uh-huh. I need to have a chef partner to help me develop the meals.
Yeah.
I have a bunch that I already like, but if you can do the Caveman Cookbook, this thing can't be a pamphlet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you need something. You need a guy that understands it.
I got the Ralph's Cookbook at home.
Yeah,
Ralph's Little Italy.
Yeah, you need somebody. You need somebody to help you out with
some
it.
Consultation.
Mm.
Maybe my boy, not Kevin Service, that down the shore, down in Wildwood, he's to cook down there. Got the food trucks and the restaurants here that he cooks for. Good chef. He makes the big the pork shank. That would be in the Caveman Cookbook. A lot of the Caveman Cookbook wouldn't require silverware either.
But here's the thing, though. I love the idea. The concept is brilliant. But it really should be you.
I'm not a chef, though.
Yeah, but I don't think you need to be. It's got to be more based off of you.
Yeah.
And your you know.
Palate.
Your likes.
Yeah.
But really more, because you like a lot of different things piled together.
Yeah.
But you like Baxter cooking.
Yeah. I'm a combo man.
Right. So you need to devise your.
Yeah, but I need the cook there to develop the chemistry behind it.
I don't know.
The recipe.
I just think you should do it.
You know? Well, I can't develop the recipe.
Why?
My old lady don't write anything down. She's never cooked the same meal twice.
Hmm.
And she's burned more pizzas than anybody I've ever met.
Burned more what?
She's like, I need to get her to set it and forget it. Everything's got to be set it
and
forget it.
What does she burn?
She puts anything in the oven, she forgets it's in there.
She had pizza?
Oh, yeah. I got like these, the pizza looks like a disc. Like a black disc because it's charred.
She makes her own pizza?
No, out of the box. Like for the kids on it, you know.
Like a frozen pizza?
Yeah, like a quick thing, you know.
Right.
Yeah. She can burn anything, man, I'll tell you. She burned boiling water. I'm not kidding. I had to scrub the farmer.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you right now. Don't worry about it. It's going to be over for dinner, all right?
Yeah, well, she put cinnamon and spaghetti sauce when we were dating.
Oh, God.
I didn't walk out either. Tells you she's good at some other things. Cooking was not one of them originally.
Good for you, bro.
She worked at it, though.
Good for you.
She worked at it. 610-632-0970.
Well, food's overrated. Cooking's overrated.
No, I disagree. A couple open lines, 610-632-0975.
I'm saying in your world.
Oh. Well, I got a refined palate. So two open lines you want to grab up for grabs today is a pair of tickets to the Sixers-Nets game and a spot in knockout for good callers, and also our $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers for Caller of the Week. So a little added incentive on this day. Real quick, let me just, I just want to kind of fire through these real quick of everything that happened this past week in association with Philadelphia sports. Because usually this is a time where it's like tournament and a push to a playoffs, right? This week, Sixers beat the Bucks on Sunday on the road. They lost five times prior to that at home, did the Bucks. No Embiid, and they beat the Hornets on Tuesday. They came back Wednesday in a back-to-back. Jimmy Butler, they beat, and Embiid was incredible. They beat the Celtics for the first time since Game 4 of the playoffs last year. Phillies were on the Sports Illustrated cover. Harper has homered twice. Opening day is 6 days away. Phil Martelli was fired unexpectedly. Fran Dunphy-Era ended at Temple with the play-in game loss. Nova wins the Big East. And Jay Wright and Nova win their first-round matchup in the tournament. Carter Hart's been outrageous. Flyers lost to the Canadiens, but beat the Blackhawks. They're 5 points out, 8 games left. Two back of, if they won that game against the Canadiens, it'd be two back of Columbus and one back of Montreal, but they didn't. So, nothing else going on here. Eagles signed Vinnie Curry, and Howie Roseman is putting together the reunion. It's like a high school reunion over there. I don't know that that's a good thing.
You know, it's interesting. The Vinnie Curry thing's interesting.
Yeah. Had they drafted better, they probably wouldn't have to re-sign players that they lost.
Yeah.
That's a way of looking at it, right? So, I don't know. Going back to where you once were, oftentimes in sports, doesn't work. They bring Deshaun back. We like that. But there's been a lot of, retaining Brandon Graham on a questionable contract, keeping Jason Peters at 37.
Yeah, I just don't know what you're going to do other than keep Jason Peters.
Yeah, but again, that's a self-inflicted wound because of lack of success drafting.
Yeah, listen, I hear you. Listen, you had a lot. I think they're also, look, they won the Super Bowl, so you're thinking, what is it? You know, there was no issues. But remember, Chip left them
bereft.
Dry.
Yeah.
He left the cupboard dry. So one thing you got to grade Howie on is that he rebuilt that team from Chip, who had left them nothing. He had to go out and get a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
And it cost it. You want to go get a franchise quarterback?
Yeah.
It's a huge cost.
And they got lucky, too, because they had Bradford. They turned him for a first-round pick.
Yeah, and then, they were able to re-sign Nick, get Nick Foles to be here.
Yep.
Worked. But, he had to go get a franchise quarterback, and he had to redo the roster.
Mm-hmm.
So part of...
You pay a price.
Part of the draft was, remember, go look at the last 2 years of Chip's drafts. They were bad.
Oh, horrible. Horrible, Anthony. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the Northeast and talk to Tim on the Fanatic. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's happening, boys?
Hey, Timmy. First,
great show.
Thanks,
listen, bro. It's every day. First time I was ever to get a hold of
that. Thanks, brother. What's happening, man?
Jason, you need to look no further. If you need a caveman partner, I am your man.
Oh, yeah?
I love my milk with my spaghetti and meatballs, with my pizza also. And I dip my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in chicken noodle soup, Campbell's chicken
noodle soup. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
That is delicious. I'm telling you.
You drink? Wait a second, brother. Oh, you dip a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in a chicken
Campbell's
soup?
Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Delicious.
Wow. Oh, brother.
Don't knock it.
I can appreciate that you still eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, frankly.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Okay.
Okay. What do you got on the Sixers?
Sixers. Okay. What a week to be a Philadelphia sports basketball fan. Okay. Starting with last Sunday, started out great. Did what we had to do with Charlotte. And then everybody knows we took care of Boston. But with that being said, we cannot lose focus on that game tomorrow. If something happens and we lose that game tomorrow.
They're playing the Hawks. It's okay, bro.
I understand, but we got to stay focused.
I mean, listen, honestly, you want to be real with you, brother? None of these games matter until the playoffs now.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they really don't. I mean, it's all about the playoffs now. You know that you with this lineup, when it plays together, it's developed some chemistry now. It's ready to go. Be ready to go for the playoffs.
Yeah. You know what? Another thing I want to bring up about that game the other night, when Butler hit that shot and did his ninja pose, the first thing I thought of was AI hitting that corner shot and stepping over Ty Lue. Brought back memories just like that.
Yeah.
It's a great moment. That's the
Jimmy
signature.
Freeze.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. That's the signature of the moment of that game. Now, it's a regular season game, but it was a big win. And it's bigger, too, because it was what we all want Jimmy to do.
Yeah, man.
And that's why it's great. And then you find out after he says to Embiid, get me to the fourth quarter, calls a shot, in essence. And delivers.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
James in Old City's on the Fanatic. What's up, James?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Yo, guys, Jason, I think that's an insult to cavemen. I don't think it should be a caveman cookbook. It should be called the Tone Deaf Palate.
Tone Deaf? What does tone have to do with
like you have no clue what you're doing. Or maybe colorblind palate. It's a play on words, you know?
Let me stick to what we're going to call the cookbook because the tone deaf cookbook sounds stupid.
The tone deaf palate. I think it's nice.
All right. Well,
it is.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to fly off the shelves, James.
I'd buy a copy.
Well, you'd be the one. Congratulations.
The tone deaf. It's not. Listen, it's a play. It's not bad.
Chicken cheese steak with a Welch's grape jelly and a nice tall pint of room temperature buttermilk.
Nah, I don't do that.
On the side, I'll have a Stouffer microwavable macaroni and cheese sprinkled with baking soda.
See, I don't do that. See, you're taking it too far, James. You're taking me going too far. You let me stick to the caveman cookbook. You stick to basketball, all right? What do you got on the Sixers?
I love it.
Listen, fellas, yeah, I wanted to talk about actually, Jason, I got to say real quick, I got flashbacks. Talk about the spaghetti and milk. When I was about 5 years old, we were watching Dumbo, and I went into the kit. We were eating popcorn.
What do you got
Dumbo
on the Sixers, James? I'm about to throw the high heater inside and clip your ass.
Don't worry, man. He won't clip you. I'll tack him. Go ahead.
If the Sixers play the Celtics in the conference finals, I think the lead up to game one would almost eclipse the lead up to the Super Bowl, just because of the background. You know what I mean? The bad blood.
Yes.
Could you imagine if we actually get that thing set and you know it's going to go seven games?
Yeah, oh my God.
I'm hoping for it, man. We just need Boston. I think Boston, tell you the truth, man, I think, you know, the Sixers has got a lot of talent. And if I hear one more guy, and, you know, I'm nothing against you guys, but I keep hearing, like, you know, they got the best starting five. And I never heard anyone hand the Larry O'Brien Trophy and be like, congratulations.
No, but
the best starting five.
Yeah, but you know what it is, though? It means that there should be a threshold that they should achieve.
I agree. They have a shot. That gives them. I
just love the way they fit together.
I agree. And like you said, the next, you know, 10 games or whatever, they just got to use them as a move. Like, that's like a preseason leading them to the playoffs, you know? But, yeah, so I think we get Boston. I think Boston's, to me, the two best teams in the East are probably Toronto and Boston, even though I hate Boston. Just because of depth.
You might be selling Milwaukee a little short, though.
Toronto is the toughest matchup for the Sixers.
Yeah, I'll put James in the mix for knockout and caller of the week, despite the fact that he ribbed me. See? I got thick skin.
This is what Zach Lowe I like Zach Lowe, does a column on ESPN.
And Zach Lowe podcast as well.
And he talked about the Sixers rotation. And he said, I'll read you the passage because it's interesting. As Brett Brown microwaves this strange, promising chemistry experiment, he has lately tried attaching Simmons to Embiid J.J. Redick minutes. All right? Because most of the times, remember, he staggered Embiid and Simmons.
Yeah.
Now, because they have Butler and Tobias, he doesn't need to do that. So he's put Simmons with Embiid and Redick and allowing when he staggers it. Because remember, he would always have TJ, which I would yell at.
Yeah.
Because TJ and Ben can't be on the floor together. So he's changed that. And now he has this, he's pulling McConnell for Mike Scott. So he's pulling McConnell or Ennis. So it's McConnell. So now it's either Scott, Simmons, and Embiid.
That's the combination now. Okay. Instead of using TJ with Simmons and Embiid.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, look, you used to talk about it all the time.
And then he brings up the de facto crunch time point guard, which is Jimmy, which is what we had said forever, which is to allow Jimmy at the end of games in a half court set to create.
Yeah, to run it through him.
Because here's the bottom line. You can't sag against Jimmy Butler, right? So you got to come out. You got to figure out what he can do. He can go by you. He can create like he did with Tobias. Or he can then go post up to Ben. Obviously, Joe is always the first option. And then he could also just dribble and shoot a mid-range.
Yeah, or even spot JJ or whatever it is. You're right. There's a ton of options when you do that in the half-court set. And that's what we saw. And the other night, there was no way he was giving it up. And he got his shot off and made it. And you got the pose.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.